Isha Upanishad. Introduction. The Isha Upanishad is one of the shortest of all the Upanishads, but is an important text for the Vedanta sub-schools. It concerns the nature of the Supreme Self. Isha means Lord, and the ways of life, living the everyday life and the life of the seer. Isha Upanishad. All this, whatsoever that moves in this moving universe, is encompassed by the Supreme Self. When thou hast surrendered all that is the material wealth, and wilt seek not what others continue to possess, then thou mayest truly enjoy. Should a man wish to live 100 years, performing works alone without desiring their fruits, and not in any other way, work will not cling to a man. There are the worlds of the asuras, the wicked ones, covered with blinding darkness. They who have destroyed their self, who perform works without having arrived at a knowledge of the true self, they go after death to those worlds. That self, though never stirring, is swifter than thought. The devas never reach it. It walks ahead of them. Footnote. The faculties of the senses regarded as deities or divinities. End of footnote. Though staying still, it overtakes the others who are running. By it, the life-giving air bestows powers on all living beings. The Supreme Self stirs and it stirs not. It is far and it is near. It is inside of all this, and it is outside of all this. He who sees all beings in the Supreme Self, and the Supreme Self in all beings, he never is away from it. When to a man who understands, the Supreme Self in oneself has become one with all things, what sorrow, what trouble can there be for him who has known that unity? It, the Supreme Self, fills all, radiant, bodiless, scatheless, pure, untouched by sin. It is the seer, thinker, all-pervading, self-existing. It keeps all things in their right places for eternal years. All those who are devoted to what is not real knowledge enter into blind darkness. Those who only delight in knowledge enter, as it were, into greater darkness. Footnote. Reference here is to the blinding consequences of the exclusive pursuit of incompleteness, such as the ritual, formal works or knowledge of the world obtained through the faculties of the senses. End of footnote. One thing, they say, is obtained from real knowledge. Another, they say, from what is not knowledge. Thus we have heard from the wise who taught us this. He who knows at the same time both knowledge and not knowledge overcomes death through not knowledge and obtains immortality through knowledge. All those who only worship what is the true cause enter into blind darkness. Those who only delight in the not true cause enter, as it were, into greater darkness. Footnote. It is a reiteration of the blinding consequences of ignoring the wholeness and indivisibility of the self. End of footnote. One thing, they say, is obtained from knowledge of the cause. Another, they say, from knowledge of what is not the cause. Thus we have heard from the wise who taught us this. He who knows at the same time both the cause, unmanifest, and the perishable, manifest, overcomes death by knowledge of the manifest and obtains immortality through knowledge of the true cause. The door of the true is covered with a golden disc. Open that, O Son, that we may see the nature of the true. O Son, the nourisher, the only seer, the controller of all, the giver of light, Son of Prajapati, spread thy rays and gather them. The light which is thy fairest form, I see it. I am what he is, that is, the person in the sun. May my life enter the immortal breath. Then may this body end in ashes. Om. Remember, O mind. Remember thy deeds. Remember thy deeds. O Agni, lead us on to wealth, beatitude, by a good path, thou, O Lord, who knowest all things. Keep away from us deceitful sin, and we shall offer thee the fullest praise.